Well, I've been doing this for 40 years, and I've been the state's attorney for 25. And another election is coming up. All my elections, all six of them that I've won, have been contested elections. And I felt it was time not to go through another one if I could avoid it. And this opportunity came up, and I thank the governor for it, because it keeps me in the criminal justice system, where I have a certain amount of expertise. And I think prisoner reentry into the community is just a very important thing that sometimes doesn't go as well as it should.
I know there have been changes in Anne Arundel County government, you know, over the last couple of years and the last few months. Did the fact that there's a new county executive, and I know there's separate offices, but did that play any factor in your decision not to take another term?
Absolutely not. I talked to the governor long before Ms. Newman became the county executive, so it played no part.
What would you say is your biggest accomplishment as state's attorney?
I think, you know, when I started, there were no computers, there were no cell phones. I mean, it's just a completely different world back in 1969, and I think we've brought the office into the modern world. And I guess my greatest accomplishment deals with victims' rights and how we treat victims in this county and in the criminal justice system in general. I was fortunate to be a charter member of the State Board of Victim Services, and I think over the years, and that started about the same time I did back in 88, and over the years, the Victim Rights Amendment was passed, and laws were passed to support victims, and we certainly try and do that in Anne Arundel County. I think we probably have the biggest victim witness program in the state.
And I know a lot of counties do that. Was Anne Arundel County one of the first to take victim impact statements?
Baltimore County was actually the first county to do it, and we did it a couple months after they did. So we were the second county, I guess.
When it was under Sandy O'Connor, I guess, right?
Under Sandy
O'Connor. What will you bring to the Parole Commission?
Well, my expertise in criminal justice. I've been working for 40 years to put people in jail. Now I have an opportunity to see that if they get out, or when they get out, that they are reintegrated into the community properly. I think that's very important.
Now, when will you step down as state's attorney, or are you going to finish out your term while serving on the commission? What's going to happen?
I have told the judge, Nancy Davis Loomis, our administrative judge in the circuit court here, that I will be stepping down as of June 11th.
I guess she will appoint a replacement to fill out your term?
But the 12 judges of the circuit court.
The judges will...
will appoint a replacement to fill out my term, and then, of course, the election is next year.
Any regrets as state's attorney? Anything you would have done differently?
No, I think we have built up a good office over the years, and I'm sure I've made some mistakes, but none that come to mind.